You're listening to SBS News.
So this used to be bookshops, a pharmacy. You could get all sorts of books from China and Hong Kong here.
Retired journalist Bob Saget, a fourth generation Chinese American, is giving me a tour of Portland's Chinatown.
It was one of the go-to places for dim sum and for the Chinese community. A lot of the buildings have been boarded up because of the riots that were here last year.
This once vibrant community is now deserted, except for homeless people and their tents lining the sidewalks. Over the decades, Chinese Americans have moved out of Chinatown's crowded tenements and storefront apartments to buy houses in more affluent neighborhoods. New Asian immigrants also prefer to open their businesses elsewhere. The weeks of sometimes violent protests against racism and police brutality following the death of George Floyd also dealt a serious blow to local businesses. Bob, who is back after spending years overseas, doesn't hide his disappointment over what has happened to this part of his home city.
The whole Chinatown has kind of gone to hell, especially with the pandemic.
So welcome to the Portland Chinatown Museum.
Over at the museum, Terry Zhang, a local Chinese American historian, shows me some of the displays. He and other founders opened the museum to preserve the stories of their community.
What we have is a talk about the coming of the Chinese to Oregon, to California, and working on the railroads. This is some of the artifacts from the railroad.
These are the mining hammers.
Terry then points to a picture of a Chinese laundry in what looks like an old Wild West town with horse-drawn wagons.
And we know that the Chinese were in Portland in 1851 because we have a picture here that shows the Hop Wall Laundry.
Americans of Chinese ancestry have lived in the U.S. even before the American Civil War, with the earliest records dating back to 1820. But discriminatory laws preventing Chinese from owning property forced them to move to the current Portland Chinatown, Terry explains.
At the turn of the century, primarily because of the creation of the Lewis and Clark Exposition that brought a lot of East Coast investors, because the Chinese could not own the property, a lot of old Chinatown was bought up. So the Chinese moved to New Chinatown, where we are today.
In recent times, Chinese Americans have once more been subjected to discrimination. Attacks increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, as then-President Trump fueled prejudice by referring to it as the China virus.
Victims of violence, we're seeing that. It's not as well publicized as you hear about in New York or San Francisco or LA, but yes, there are instances of individuals being attacked.
Terry believes the museum, which had to close during the pandemic, can help educate the public.
I hope that they'll have a greater understanding of the history, of the problems, the persecution that the Chinese experienced.
But the city of Portland may have to deal with the social problems seen in Chinatown and the nearby downtown Portland before more people will feel safe coming to the museum again.